Myrtle Beach Mayor Brenda Bethune is with us, along with Assistant City Manager in Myrtle Beach, Brian Tucker. They are both on the Hot Talk hotline. And Madam Mayor, Mr. Tucker, I hope all is well this morning back home on the Grand Strand. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Yes, I'm doing great. It was a quick turnaround. We're an hour behind, so only 7 o'clock here, 8:08 back home on the East Coast. And we'll start with Mayor Bethune. Obviously, there's been some controversy around some real estate or something of that nature. I've been kind of out of the loop. I did see some news headlines. So you want to clear the air this morning. So why not do that here with this beautiful platform to communicate to the masses of the Myrtle Beach area this morning?
Well, thank you, Joe. And Brian and I both want to address this because what's been said over the last week has not been factual. And it's important that people understand this because it's not an easy transaction to understand if you don't do this every day. But I do own property in downtown, and the city needed some of my property for stormwater to support all of the downtown revitalization that is taking place and all of the upgrades that are taking place. And that equaled out to about 1.45 acres, almost 1.5 acres, which is a sizable piece of property. At the very beginning, and Brian will fill in more details as we go on, but at the very beginning, the city offered to purchase the property from me. And as Brian and I kept discussing this, I said, you know, I don't feel right about this being a purchase. It actually started out with me just donating the property to the city. And in further discussions, we were trying to find other ways to do this. And I said, well, why don't we do it where you give the money to the Performing Arts Theater downtown, and I'll choose another charity to donate the money to. And looking over the agenda over the weekend, I talked with the city manager last Friday to review the agenda like we always do. And I just thought about it over the weekend. It had nothing at all to do with Mr. McBride at all. But I just felt like I have already made a sizable donation to the theater. And I just wanted to not do that again at this time. I just felt like there was a different way to structure this, go back to the original deal that we talked about where I just outright donated the property to the city. That way it was simpler for people to understand, a straight-out donation. And, you know, the chatter about I paid $5 for that property is not true. The $5 was to register the deed stamps. That's not what was paid for it.
Yeah, if I could jump in there for just a second and sort of give a little bit of the context and background. I mean, it is the donation structure was a little complicated, but the history of these properties is also, I guess, interwoven. You know, we go back to 2016 when we really started this conversation, and in 2016, the mayor and the company approached the city at that point about buying actually this piece of property from the city in an effort to plan for future expansion, and obviously the mayor can talk about that. And the city's response in 2016 was, we would be happy to trade property with you. And we identified, the city identified a couple of parcels in 2016 that we would be willing to swap property for versus actually selling city property. So the mayor went out and purchased two different parcels that front on Oak Street and Ninth Avenue in between the train depot and city services. And she acquired those properties in 2016 for $231,000, a little over $231,000 in 2016. Once she bought the property then, we then swapped those two parcels for this parcel, same size, same location in general, and the city felt like it was better to swap properties in 2016. And At some point after that, around 2018, we began the exercise of the downtown redevelopment process and visioning process. And during that 2018 to 2020 stretch, our engineers and our consultants came back to this piece of property in question and identified it as the best place to put a stormwater, one of the three stormwater retention ponds for the Arts Innovation District. And graciously, she agreed to sell it back to us if it came to a point where this is ultimately what we needed to do. And engineers continued to vet out the drainage system there in the watershed and did, in fact, identify that property as the best location. So, true to her word, she agreed to sell it back. And then, obviously, we come to this point where she opted to donate the property instead of selling it back. So, we're talking about a 10-year stretch of history with this property and other properties in that area, and it does get a little complicated just trying to follow the GIS and tax records.
Mayor Bethune, but
the intent all along.
Mayor Bethune, when were you elected as mayor?
2017.
Okay, so you made this purchase
November
prior to becoming an elected official.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, to talk about any sort of conflict of interest or you getting involved in real estate deals that then flip over, you know, to benefit yourself potentially as an elected official, any conflict of interest, this came prior to you serving the community in elected capacity.
Yes. And, Joe, you know, anybody who knows me in this town and has known my family, we've always given back to the city of Myrtle Beach. We've always been very benevolent, very philanthropic, and have always served the city of Myrtle Beach and the surrounding communities. And that's just who I am. That's what I know to do. I've never done anything that is unethical, either in my position as mayor or before mayor. I have always done business above and aboard. And, you know, that's important to me. That's who I am. So we're talking about my integrity. And when it comes to that, I'll defend that every single day unapologetically.
Talking with Myrtle Beach Mayor Brenda Bethune. Assistant City Manager Brian Tucker is also with us on the Hot Talk Hotline. Mayor Bethune, how much do you think this plays into the fact that we are in the midst of what will soon to be an election year and a campaign for you coming up in November?
Oh, I'm sure that has almost everything to do with it. You know, we live in a time where people, especially with social media, really enjoy putting other people down. And, you know, it's easy when you're sitting behind a keyboard to say whatever you want to about someone or making a video of yourself or going on a morning talk show, radio talk show. But those aren't the facts, and it's important for people to know the facts. This past Monday, there was a lot of talk on the show about crime in Myrtle Beach and the police department. And it was interesting that, you know, one of the people who was talking about crime was the former mayor, Mark McBride, who under his time as mayor, our Part 1 violent crime was at its highest ever. That's with fewer residents and fewer visitors to the area. Our Part 1 violent crimes today are down nearly 50%. That doesn't happen because we're not doing a good job. That doesn't happen because we're not doing a great job. So I challenge Mr. Axelrod, who does not live in the city of Myrtle Beach year-round, come join us on a Friday or Saturday night. I will personally take him on Ocean Boulevard so he can see how many police officers are down there. He says that he never sees any. I don't know when the last time is he was down there, if he's been down there at all. But I will gladly invite him to go with me any Friday or Saturday night so he can see what's really happening.
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, obviously in a heavy populated, densely populated area with a lot of people, you know, as you highlighted during that news conference a few weeks ago, and obviously we're specifically to me, thinking about the situation that played out in late April, that is obviously at the top of mind for many people. You got people from out of town. The timeline shows that this beef went all the way back to last fall, and then went across the state line. And it's people coming into town, obviously, with friction and conflict amongst others, whether it be gang-related or otherwise. All we're able to do, we're not the pre-police. We can't arrest people for pre-crimes, right? They made a movie about that with Tom Cruise. All we can do in large part is respond and do as best we can to keep the community safe, especially in times where we have so many people coming to the area at so many different times throughout the course of the summer. I mean, it really does create a challenge, obviously, for public safety and law enforcement in the city.
Well, and it is a challenge, but our police that night responded in 1.2 seconds. They saved lives. 1.2 seconds. Just think about that. I mean, that's unbelievable. People were injured. That's unfortunate, but they saved lives because the video clearly shows that that young man was shooting into a crowd of people. When you talk about, is our police department short? Are we down officers? Yes, we are. We created 25 new police positions 3 years ago, and it's not a money issue. It's not a retention issue. We have an 88% retention rate across the board. But when you look at other police departments, not just in our area, outside of our area, you've got Horry County Police is down 30 positions, Columbia 72, Charleston 30, Greenville 26. So it's not about the money. It's about what it's like to police in today's climate, and it's so much harder than it was years ago. It's harder to get good qualified candidates. And Myrtle Beach Police Department has very high standards of the type of people that we're looking for. We're very selective, and we're not going to lower those standards. But what we do, and we do well, is we invest in technology, we invest in the cameras, we put people where they need to be, where there are the most people, or hotspot, and I think they do an excellent job of keeping this community very safe.
Hey, we're talking with Mayor Brenda Bethune, once again in Myrtle Beach, Assistant City Manager Brian Tucker. I got two more things for y'all before, and that's y'all, not you guys, as one would once formally say, many, many years ago. I've turned in my Yankee card for better, not necessarily for worse. But two more things. A lot of folks out there, including the challenger in the upcoming mayoral race, or at least one of them, Mayor Bethune, talks about how he feels like we've been spending too much money for private investment. You think about the Pelicans. You think about the downtown area. What's kind of your response to that when it comes to Myrtle Beach investing money when it comes to economic development?
Well, two things. Let's start with the Pelicans. There is not a minor league baseball team anywhere in this country that is not funded by a municipality or a county or by the state. That is just how that structure works. The Pelicans are a great community asset, and that's how I look at it. It's no different than a recreation center, a park, or a library. Not everything is going to provide us a return on the investment, but it's good for the quality of life of our community. It's good to help us attract people who work here. The Pelicans organization supports over 200 local charities. They employ over 250 people. But think about the vendors that they support. Probably hundreds of vendors that support that organization support. So they are good for the community. And fortunately, the owner of the team actually stepped up in a huge way Tuesday, and he filled the gap. And not one penny of our property or business owners' property taxes are going to go to pay for the Pelicans. It's all done through tourism revenue. But when you talk about economic development in downtown and the investments that we're making, again, any other city that you look at that has gone through a major revitalization, the city has to be the first investor to get other people attracted to the area. And the problem with Myrtle Beach is not what we're spending today. It's what previous administrations ignored and chose not to spend and let things get to such a state of decline. It's like if you own a home and you don't do ongoing maintenance on that home, you defer your maintenance. Well, when it's time to put some money into your home and fix things, you're going to spend more because you've let things become so in such a poor state.
Condition.
And we had gone decades without investing in our downtown, which is the core of our city. It is where our visitors are in that area every single day, multiple times a day, and it's unacceptable. Any city has to have a thriving downtown area, and the way to do that is to invest in those areas to attract the businesses, to attract the residents, and to make it something that is vibrant and lively. And we're doing that, and we're doing it well and quickly.
Hey, just one last thing in terms of the negotiation that kind of fell through in the last minute. You talk about coming up with an 11th hour wrinkle into the deal. Obviously, the county, talk about negotiating in good faith. Didn't seem like it was good faith at the end of the day, where they came back with all these different concessions after months and years of trying to get this deal done. What was your thought on how that haul played out in the last couple of weeks?
Disheartening, of course, because we've been great partners with the county for over 25, 26 years. It's very unfortunate that that's the stance that they took. When you look at the visitorship of the Pelicans, a lot of those people are from across the waterway. But what matters is that the deal got done. It's a strong deal. The Pelicans went from paying $150,000, I think it is, Brian, in rent, to now $850,000, which will eventually go up to $950,000. They've put in place a ticket fee, and that money will actually go to help with future maintenance, repairs, capital improvements as needed. So the team is invested. We're invested. The community, obviously, is very invested. And you could see that by the people that turned out Tuesday, that turned out 2 weeks ago, and by the number of emails and phone calls that we've received. But we will continue working with Horry County on other things. We have a good working relationship. And we're going to continue to partner with them and collaborate with them to get a lot of things done together.
Mayor Brenda Bethune with the City of Myrtle Beach and Assistant City Manager Brian Tucker with us here this morning.